I need a big ride, man. Fishing.
You get many fish when you went up there?
Oh, he... I remember he cast that damn thing way out there, you know, that man. That old reel just buzzed like a bugger. I remember one day...
Trout?
Yeah, it was steelhead. All steelhead trout. But,
yeah.
You know, nobody made many people fish.
Where was that, right in the mouth of the canyon there?
You know where the mouth of the canyon power plant is?
Yeah.
Well, the river comes down there about, maybe a mile. And she gradually turns to the west.
Yeah.
Well, there was a place there. The old road come down on kind of a grade, and there was a gate you could go in there. And there was another road just a little ways from there where you went across that bridge to go to the powerhouse.
Well, the powerhouse was there then?
Oh, yeah, the powerhouse. So we go down in there, and it was a pretty good grade. It was all sandy. The old guys, boy, you ought to see that. That's something to look at. The little guys that drive down there not knowing what they're doing. They had these old Cadillacs and old whites and all kind of old kind of cars. Buicks and whatever. They drive right down into the river. Boy, they was going to really enjoy themselves. And when it come time to go home, that's something else. we had quite a show with that time.
You had the horses.
We knew what was going to happen. Us kids, you know. All the gyrations they do, trying to get the old car out of that sand. Once they started going up that hill, that was it. Just sand. They take board and they take brush and they finally get one car up on top and they pull one out and then they pull another one out. Oh, they'd work for it. They'd have ditches dug there that. Like the excavator.
Well, how'd you get? You guys got over there by the buggy, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. So we left our horse and wagon. We could bring it right down to the river and old horses just walk around. We didn't have that load.
It was an all day affair when you went over there.
Oh, yeah. We'd leave early in the morning. And the horse would walk up there all the way, walk all the way. Oh man, he'd undo his gear, we'd have our camping outfit and all his lunch and everything. The old lady, she'd get an old bird and tie a rope around her waist. Back too, I guess. And tie her to a tree so we could just barely dabble in the water.
Tie you to the tree?
Oh yeah.
Did you hear that?
Well sure, that was a life preserver.
Yeah.
You could fall in the river, but you couldn't. You could always pull yourself out. When I was full on, I remember so well, I was just a little bitty old guy. And I was going on that water, you know, and I had that rope tied around me. And by God, I just looked right in. It was just, the bank was just like that.
Yeah.
Oh, just dropped right off. Deep to maybe 15 or 20 feet. Where the channel went through. I slipped right off in that. Boy, I grabbed that rope.
Get right out of that rope.
Well, I was glad I had that rope on. I'd been down to Bakersfield, nothing flat.
Yeah.
In them years, you know, the water was a lot of water. It was really good.
The water was real clear.
Yeah. An old guy, neighbor, old Jimmy Fix. There, we tried one night, we fished all day, we couldn't get nothing. We'll fix it, son. So that night, we was going to stay overnight that night. We loaded up some hooks with a real good bait. We went out there and the kind of old tree or something over the river there where we could get out over the way. And that was when I was a little bit bigger. And we hooked these lines out there with the bait on and we tied them up and left them all out. Next morning, by God, we each had fish. Line got away. So we pulled it in and got off the hook. But by God, we caught the fish. It took all night for, I guess, the nighttime they were biting.
Yeah.
That's the only fish I ever caught up.
Hmm.
Then I didn't get him in.